Throughout the night tonight, folks, we're going to hear right from the campaign headquarters. We're going to hear exactly how they're feeling as we go to Susan and Melissa in the background. You should be getting an indication as to how things are going for those particular parties. But as we said, 10 and 40 after, we get our updates from campaign headquarters. Let's first go to Susan DeWalt, who is with the Democrats in Harvard. Susan.
Hartford with the Connecticut Democrats at the Dunkin' Donuts Stadium. Connecticut, one of 12 states in the nation where the race for governor is just too close to call. And it is very difficult to assess the mood here at the Democratic Campaign Party headquarters. Voter turnout in the state has been high across the state. No word from any of the party campaign managers on what that high turnout may mean. I know I voted down in Stamford earlier this morning around 10 o'clock. I tried to dodge the lines, but yet there was a steady stream, which is kind of unusual, so that means turnout in Stamford was pretty good. All of the Democratic top candidates are expected to be here tonight. We will have Ned Lamont, Susan Bicewicz, William Tong, Chris Murphy, and many more. And I hope to bring you updates throughout the night as the returns come in. Right now, though, still more media members and hospitality members than politicians. Live at Democratic Party headquarters, I'm Susan DeWalt with WICC.
All right, Susan, thank you. And I'm sure the message will be the same over at the Republican headquarters. Let's get an update in Rocky Hill with Melissa Sheketoff. Melissa.
So it's gotten a lot more crowded since I last talked to you about a half hour ago. The room is really filling up pretty quickly. I'm not sure if you can hear it from where I'm standing, but certainly the room has gotten a lot louder and the media has gotten pushed back all the way to the back of the wall. So we are trying to kind of make our way through to be able to talk to people. And as far as candidates are concerned, I haven't seen any come in just yet. I'm still looking to speak to one of the campaign managers as well, but have not spotted that person either. However, I have been talking to voters since I last spoke with you, Mike, and let me just say, voters are feeling really eager, very confident tonight, and just really excited, honestly. They said that they're looking for a huge change, and they really feel, as far as the governor's race is concerned, that's going to be Bob Stefanowski. As far as I just talked to a father and daughter, he told me his daughter voted for the first time and was very eager to especially have her voice heard for the governor's race. She was saying to me that she feels like ever since President Trump came into office, that a lot of people have been discouraged as far as kind of feeling like Bob Stefanowski is just another clone of Donald Trump. But she was saying, whether or not you love the president or you support him, this is Bob Stefanowski's race as far as what he believes in. And he's really made it very clear from the beginning that, you know, Stefanowski believes in cutting taxes. And that's been his primary goal as far as if he does make it into office. And she was saying, you know, for her future, that's what she cares about, and being able to live in Connecticut and not have to leave the state and be able to find a job that she feels is affordable and that she can also, you know, be able to live here comfortably. And her father just seemed very excited that she was so into the political, just the atmosphere of everything, because, you know, he said, you know, having children growing up here, that really wasn't too much of the case for a long time. But he said it was really exciting for him at 7:30 this morning to get up. His daughter was ready, and the two of them went to the polls in East Hartford. And I've really heard from a few different voters who feel very similar to this family that I spoke with, saying that they are looking for Bob Stefanowski to take it. But as I mentioned to them, you know, as Susan just mentioned, this has been a really tight race. It really could go either way, but it's going to be coming down to really votes, as far as it could be a few votes that really make the difference. And it does sound like we are going to be seeing one of the biggest turnouts as far as voting is concerned in Connecticut's history. So it should be an interesting night ahead of us. But again, the room just getting really crowded. People certainly eager to talk to us, and we'll be talking to them as well, as we're here at the Republican headquarters in Rocky Hill, and hopefully can speak to also some of the candidates as soon as we can spot some of them. But it's getting very crowded very quickly, so I'm going to keep circling the room and trying to get you guys more updates as soon as I get them. But for now, I'm live at Rocky Hill at the Republican headquarters. I'm Melissa Sheketoff with WICC 600.
All right, great job, Melissa. As we said, Melissa and Susan will be updating us from the particular headquarters 10 and 40 after each hour. We have to remember, the polls are still open. I mean, the polls are still